This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. Mr. Modi will inaugurate Auta Simaria Bridge project on River Ganga that will enhance connectivity between North and South Bihar. He will also inaugurate the four-lane Bakhtiarpur to Mukama section of NH-31, which will ease congestion, reduce travel time, and enhance passenger and freight movement. In a major boost to health infrastructure, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Centre at Muzaffarpur. He will also lay the foundation stone for a series of urban infrastructure projects worth around 1,260 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and the Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that 12,000 special trains will be operated for Bihar on the occasion of Diwali and Chhath Puja. This announcement comes after he held discussions with the Bihar NDA leaders. He said that after discussions with the state leaders about the travel needs of the people, the Railway Ministry worked out not only new trains, but several other schemes and infrastructure projects.
जो दीपावली और छठ के आगामी दो बड़े त्योहार हैं, इसके लिए विशेष व्यवस्था की जाए ऐसी डिस्कशन में आया और साथ ही साथ ये भी ध्यान रखा जाए कि किस तरह से हमारे यात्रियों को रिटर्न जर्नी में सुविधा हो तो इस चर्चा के बाद में ये तय हुआ 12,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी जिससे कि यात्रियों को इन दो बड़े पर्वों पर किसी भी प्रकार की असुविधा न हो.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. He said, but a major trade imbalance has accompanied the growth and it has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about nine times. Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed the need to address it urgently. He was co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow.
Last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods has increased from more fivefold, from $13 billion in 2021. To $68 billion in 2024-25, and it continues to grow. However, a major trade balance has accompanied the growth. It has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about nine times. So we need to address that urgently.
Russia has lauded India's stature as a global power and called it a leading economic power with diversified foreign policy. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, Russian Charge Affairs in India, Roman Babushkin, said that Russia and India have mutual interests and have consistently found ways to cooperate in line. He said that relations between both the countries are expanding and uninterrupted. Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned group offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Troops are already operating on the outskirts, especially in the Zaytun and Zabelia areas, to prepare for a larger attack. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Saurashtra and Kutch today. It also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival is set to begin today at the scenic Dal Lake in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 400 top athletes from 36 states and union territories compete for 24 gold medals in rowing, kayaking and canoeing in the three-day national event. This is the first open age national championship where all 24 medal events are part of the Olympic sports program. And that is the end of this news bulletin.